This is a copyrighted work. Unauthorized copying or distribution is a crime punishable by up to 5 years in prison and a fine of $250,000.
Scholastic Audio presents I Survived the Great Molasses Flood, 1919. Book 19 of the I Survived series by Lauren Tarshis. Read by Jesse Valinsky. Chapter 1. Wednesday, January 15th, 1919, around 12:30 p.m. The North End, Boston. 12-year-old Carmen Grasso was drowning. She was caught in one of the deadliest disasters in the history of Boston. A gigantic wave had crashed into the streets, a swirling, raging monster moving faster than a train. It turned buildings to rubble. It smashed wagons and motor cars and tossed trucks into the harbor. 21 people would soon be dead. Many more would be fighting for their lives. This killer wave wasn't made of water. It didn't come from the sea. The monstrous wave was made of a thick brown syrup. Molasses. For years, millions of gallons of sticky molasses had been stored in a building-sized metal tank. The hideous tank loomed over Carmen's neighborhood, blotting out the sun. And in one ear-splitting moment, the molasses tank had exploded apart. Carmen and her best friend, Tony, had watched in horror as the tank began to shake, as its rounded steel sides bulged in and out. The tank seemed...